I greet you, saints, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. Walter Mkonda from Christian Brothers International Ministries. Today I want us to talk about our identity in Christ and the purpose of God concerning our lives. Hallelujah. So we're going to read from the book of Ephesians. We're going to read Ephesians 2 verse 10. It reads thus: "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Hallelujah. So here the Bible reveals to us that we were created for good works. We are God's masterpiece. We remember that when God created man, he said, "This is beautiful." Hallelujah. He saw man as a masterpiece. He saw his creation as a masterpiece. Something that cannot be compared to any other thing. Glory be to God. So when he created man, he created someone who is so special to him as God Almighty. And he created that being in his likeness for the purpose of rulership on earth. The whole purpose of creating man was to create God who's going to rule and reign on earth. Hallelujah. God created a manager for earth. Somebody was going to administrate planet Earth. Somebody who ensures the rulership of God on earth. Hallelujah. So here Paul, writing to the Ephesians church, he explains to them clearly who they are before God, how God perceives them. Hallelujah. So he says here, "For we are God's masterpiece." A masterpiece is something that is so special. Hallelujah. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He created us anew. So this creation that Paul is talking about is well explained in John 1 verse 12 to 13. Let's go to John 1 verse 12 to 13. Let's read. "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." They are reborn. Hallelujah. They are reborn, which means these are people who are born again. Then the verse continues to say, "This is not a physical birth." Hallelujah. "This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan," which means this new birth is not according to the will of man, which means it's not the birth that is coming from passion. Hallelujah. It's not the birth that is derived from love of man, human passion, as we are children of our mothers and our fathers. So the Bible here reveals to us that this birth is not a physical birth, hallelujah, but it's a spiritual birth. So the verse continues to say, "This rebirth comes from God." Hallelujah. So this rebirth comes from God. This verse agrees with Ephesians 2 verse 10, where it says we are God's masterpiece. Hallelujah. We are God's handiwork. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Hallelujah. So God planned good things for us. Glory be to God. He planned good things for us to rule and reign in life. We are God's masterpiece. When God looks at us, he sees other gods. Hallelujah. He sees gods, rulers of earth. He gave us his spirit for the purpose of dominion, for the purpose of bringing about the rulership of God on earth. So God rule earth through us. Hallelujah. So I want you to have the very same mindset that God has concerning your life. So God sees you as his masterpiece. Glory be to God. So when God says you are a masterpiece, no man can say otherwise. No man can contradict what God says about you. God says you are a masterpiece. It doesn't matter what happened to your life. It doesn't matter what you went through and what you have become because of what you happened to your life. It doesn't matter. You are what God says you are. Hallelujah. So the challenges of life, the problems, all these things that might have befell you, hallelujah, they don't mean anything. They don't mean anything to your identity. You remain God's masterpiece. That's how God sees you. It doesn't matter who feels how about you. What matters is what God says about you. He says you are his masterpiece. We are God's handiwork to showcase his manifold wisdom on earth. Glory be to God. We are created for good works. So as you live your life, you must ask yourself, am I living this life according to the plan of God? Because the Bible, where we read, tells us that God planned long ago for us to live lives that glorify him on earth. He planned a long time ago. If you go to the book of Genesis, if you go to Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27, that's where you find the plan of God concerning man. Hallelujah. So God, he created a masterpiece. A masterpiece. You are a masterpiece because you have been crafted, or you have been cut out of the master. God spoke to himself when he created mankind, when he created you. Hallelujah. He says, let's create man in our own likeness, in our own image. So God could not jeopardize himself. So he created a masterpiece, somebody who will behave like him on earth, somebody who's going to rule and reign. Hallelujah. So that was the plan of God concerning you. Hallelujah. So when he created man with the end in mind, that I want to create someone who's going to manage planet Earth. Hallelujah. So that's why God, he put Adam in the Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, that was a typology of heaven on earth. Glory be to God. It was a place of the will of God on earth. A place of the perfect will of God on earth. God demonstrating and revealing his heart concerning planet Earth. So he decided to use the Garden of Eden as an example of what he wanted to see happening on earth. Glory be to God. So God put man, he put Adam in the Garden of Eden, a perfect place, hallelujah, for him to reign. So for you to see that you were not created for all the problems that you are going through right now, you can go to the very same scripture that you have read, Genesis 1 verse 26 and 27. Hallelujah. where the Bible tells us that you are created in the likeness of God, in the image of God. So nothing will make God to change his mind concerning you, because God sees you as his masterpiece. Hallelujah. So he put man in the Garden of Eden in a place that was perfect. Hallelujah. Revealing God's mind and plan concerning man. So here where we have read the Ephesians 2 verse 10, the verse says, he has created us anew in Christ Jesus. So God decided to create us anew after the fall of man, after Adam ate, hallelujah, from the forbidden tree. Glory be to God. So God had to redesign the plan of salvation. Glory be to God. So we remember that after man fell into sin in the garden, God slaughtered an animal. So blood was shed. So same applies even now. We are saved by the blood of Jesus, by the virtue of the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. So that blood that never loses its power is the one that purifies us before the eyes of God, is the one that redeems us. Hallelujah. So that blood was a token of redemption. Glory be to God. So when you come to Jesus and you accept him as your Lord and your Savior, God accepts you back as his masterpiece. Not because of your good works, but because of the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Because of the lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus. Because God, he paid a full price for your redemption. But for you is to actualize it. Hallelujah. You just activate it in your own life. It's not automated. Hallelujah. That's why where we read in John 1 verse 12 says, but to all who believed him and accepted him. Hallelujah. You can look at the formation of the verse. But all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Hallelujah. So they are not born of earthly passion. They are not born according to the passions of man. Hallelujah. But their rebirth is designed by God, which means you accept him. Hallelujah. For that salvation to be actualized in your life. Other way he says, as many as they received him. They became children of God. Hallelujah. As many as they received him. Hallelujah. Which means you have to activate your own salvation. And once you are saved, you are saved to serve in the kingdom. Hallelujah. You are saved for the work of ministry. Diakonia. So you have been saved to serve. Everyone has a mandate. Everyone has an assignment on earth. No one was born to vagabond and die. But we are all born to serve. How do we serve? We serve through our gifts, through our talents. So God created us for service. Hallelujah. God created us for service. So each and every one of us here on earth is here for service, is here to serve. We serve God and we serve mankind. So a man who has lived his life according to the plan of God is a man who has worshipped God and has given his talents and gifts to other men. Hallelujah. A man who has served others with his gifts. A man who has served others with his talents. Glory be to God. If you are a physician, God created you to be a physician. So your mandate on earth is to help people with what you know, with your skills and your capabilities. A physician. Hallelujah. So God created you to heal other people, to help people. So it's a service of help. Hallelujah. Or I mean, it's a ministry of help. It's one the same thing. So God created us to serve Him and to serve men. So each and every one of us has been brought to earth to serve, to give service to God and to give service to men. Glory be to God. The Bible says, we are God's handiwork, God's masterpiece, created not according to the passions of man. So our new birth is the birth that is designed strictly by God, not by our parents. Hallelujah. So we have been born again for good works. So we are expected to live our lives as people who have been born anew. Hallelujah. As people who have been born to showcase the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory be to God. We are born for good works. So as you live your life, ask yourself, am I living my life according to the will of God? Am I doing what the word says? Am I doing good things in this planet? Hallelujah. You ask yourself those questions. Those are the questions that you have to ask yourself, because after you have lived your life here, you will go back to where you came from, because a man is a spirit. Hallelujah. Man is a spirit. So you come out of this body to account. Glory be to God. Just as the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10, if I'm not mistaken, where Paul says, we are all going to account. You're going to stand before the throne of God and account on how we have lived our lives in these earthly bodies. Hallelujah. So which means God deployed us for service on earth. So once you discover that you have not reconciled yourself with God, once you discover that you have not reconciled yourself with God, you have to find God's purpose concerning your life. Hallelujah. Because once you discover, your mind will go sane. Hallelujah. Your mind will be sound. Just like the Bible says that when we receive Christ, we are given the spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So we are given the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is the spirit of a sound mind. So once you have the sound mind, once your mind becomes sane, you've got to find your purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if you have not discovered your purpose, I've rightly shared with you the purpose that God has for you on earth is to showcase His good works on earth, is to reveal the wisdom of God concerning mankind on earth. Hallelujah. So you have been deployed to do good on earth. Glory be to God. So here on earth, we are here to represent God and to manage the planet for God. Hallelujah. So no man is expected to live and die without fulfilling his purpose on earth, because we have been born again for good works. Hallelujah. We have been born again to serve God, to worship God. So as you live your life fully aware that you have been born again to serve God. You have been born again to reveal the wisdom of God on earth. Hallelujah. Concerning mankind. Glory be to God. Each and every one of us, after we have lived our lives, we are going to account. Hallelujah. After we have lived our lives, we are going to account. What are you going to tell God when you go back to your Creator? Hallelujah. Because you've been born for service. Are you going to give God excuses? Or we are going to stand boldly before God and narrate what you did on earth while we are still in your body? Hallelujah. Because Holy Spirit is the spirit of boldness. As long as you are doing the will of the Father, we remain bold. You can boldly say, I've done this and this and this and that, because I was driven by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So what you do as you're instructed by the Spirit of God. That's why you have been given the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit helps you to do the will of the Father. Glory be to God. Unlike the scripture where Jesus says, some of you will say, we've casted out devils. Then Jesus says, I'll say, I don't know you. Hallelujah. So Jesus there revealing a man who swing into service without discovering the whole purpose. Hallelujah. Because once you discover the purpose, the purpose for your own life, you will serve God according to the manuscript of God. Hallelujah. Because when you serve God, you don't serve God to appease man. Hallelujah. But you serve God because you have been deployed for service. Hallelujah. So you are like somebody who knows his tasks. Glory be to God. So once you know your task, hallelujah, your assignment on earth, you won't be diluted by the opinions of men. Hallelujah. So you have been born again for good works. Glory be to God. You are God's masterpiece. I repeat, you are God's masterpiece. So live your life as someone who is so dear and special before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't be watered down by the challenges you faced in life. Don't be watered down by the problems that you have at the moment. All these challenges, they cannot dwarf. Hallelujah. All these challenges cannot dwarf the plan of God concerning your life. All these challenges cannot change the mind of God concerning you. Hallelujah. God sees you as His masterpiece. It doesn't matter for how long. It doesn't matter how long you have been smoking that cigarette. It doesn't matter how long you have been drinking that toxic substance that has destroyed the temple of the Holy Spirit. But if you can take a U-turn today and say, Lord, here am I. Transform my life. Make me anew. God is going to transform you. As the Bible says, where we read in John 1 verse 12, where it says, those who believed in him, let me not paraphrase, let me read as is, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus doesn't want you to account first before he accepts you as his son. Because in the kingdom we deal with sons, regardless of your gender. Hallelujah. So as long as you believe in him and you accept him as your Lord and your Savior, the Bible says you become a child of God. You become a citizen of Zion. Hallelujah. You become a dweller in Zion. You become a Zionite, a Zionist. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Uhlala esibhimbini setingilozi. Glory be to God. You become a child of God. We are born not according to the will of man, but that rebirth is planned by God Himself to transform earth through you. Hallelujah. Because once you discover your purpose on earth, you start to influence people positively. Hallelujah. You start to live your life according to the standard of God. Hallelujah. So we live to serve. We are created in the image of God. And we are God's masterpiece. Hallelujah. So God sees you as a masterpiece because you have been born anew. Hallelujah. So if you have not given your life to Christ, you are just delaying yourself and you are letting yourself down. Because a life that is not governed by the Holy Spirit, a life that is not governed by God, that life will be destroyed. Itakulimalela lempilo yakho. Noma ungathi uyiphethe kahle kanjani, but without the Spirit of God, without the Spirit that gives you a sound mind, without the Spirit that tells you what to do and when to do, that life is going to be destroyed. You lose your life. Hallelujah. You are not created to keep yourself, but you are created to submit yourself under your Creator. You are created to humble yourself before Him who sits in Zion. Hallelujah. You are created to serve God and your fellow brothers and sisters. Created for service. You need to accept Jesus and make him your Lord and your Savior. Glory be to God. So when storms of life rise, you have a right to call upon the name Jesus. If you're a child of God, if you've accepted him as your Lord and your Savior, you can boldly come to the throne of God and you can exercise the authority that is vested upon you as a child of God. The exousia, the delegated authority, you can exercise that authority over the storms of life. You can speak to your situation and your situation obey. Hallelujah. You can speak to that mountain, and that mountain is duty bound to obey you. It's duty bound to hear you. Hallelujah. You have to have the Holy Spirit in your life. A sheep or a boat that has no Christ, that boat will crash. That boat will sink. Hallelujah. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you lose your life. Hallelujah. You will lose your life because you don't have the captain of life, the Holy Spirit. So that's why you are given the Holy Spirit, to help you manage your life and manage earth, the environment, and manage the creatures of God. Because God created you as a ruler, as a governor. And for you to rule, you need the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So you cannot exercise dominion and authority without the Spirit of God. You've got to be driven by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost must guide you. Hallelujah. You have to be guided by the Spirit of God. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. God created you and declared you as a masterpiece. Hallelujah. You are God's masterpiece, created for good works. Hallelujah. So each and every time you live your life, ask yourself, am I doing good on earth? If you're not doing good, you must know that you are living your life outside the will of the Father, outside the plan of God. Hallelujah. So God wants fruitfulness from each and every one of us. He wants to see us doing those things that he created us for. Hallelujah. The service that God designed that it should be given by you. Hallelujah. He expects you to give that service. That service that he created you to provide, you must provide that service without any failure. Hallelujah. So you shouldn't fail in your journey as you serve God. You shouldn't fail, because one day you're going to account, and it is the plan of God that you account for your actions. For each and everything that you do, you are going to account, whether good or bad. That's what the Bible says. You are going to account. So that's why when you serve God, you've got to serve God with a clean heart. Because one day you are going to account If you are busy destroying other people's lives, or busy destroying your own life, you are going to account, because you never created even yourself. Busy with things that don't glorify God, you are going to account for those things. So we are all mandated to give service to God, and quality service to God and to men, and to propagate the will of God on earth. Glory be to God. Will you accept the call of God of showcasing godliness on earth, created for good works? Hallelujah. We are God's masterpiece, created for good works. So we've got to do good works on earth. Glory be to God. You have to serve God and serve Him very well, because one day you're going to give an account concerning that service that you're providing, and that service is going to be checked. The quality will be tested. Hallelujah. Just like we have quality standards here on earth, even God has His own standard of checking quality. Your works shall be brought through fire, and fire is going to test the quality of that service. So that's why when you give service, you must always endeavor to give your best, because what the service that you provide will be tested one day. Hallelujah. Not according to how much you have, but according to how much you've applied yourself in the area of excellence. Were you giving your best as you're serving? Oh, it was just a lip service. Now we keep on the. That's why I suggest labor you say, Sinengos best keep your matrimony, Sinengos best in the A, B, and C. I said, Ndao, Simine, Angwadia. I never knew you. The heart condition of the heart must be clean. Hallelujah. Because a king is served with a clean heart. When you serve a king, you serve a king joyfully. Hallelujah. You must be willing to serve, because you are serving a King of Kings. The King of Kings. Yeah, let me put it like that. Hallelujah. The author and the finisher of our faith. So, you have to render quality service to the Father. Hallelujah. So, we are God's masterpiece. You have not been born according to the passions of man, but you have been born according to the plan of God. Hallelujah. So, in everything that you are doing, always remember that you have been born to give service to God and to man. Hallelujah. As you give service, be conscious of the quality of that service that you are giving. Hallelujah. So be conscious of the quality of the service that you're giving, because God is expecting you to come back and account. Glory be to God. So in the area of your management, as you manage very well. Manage in such a way that your heart is clean. Hallelujah. In such a way that you don't feel guilty. You have no guilt consciousness. Hallelujah. So your heart must be clean. Your heart must be clean. You must be bold. You must not be afraid. You must not be shameful of your service. Hallelujah. So be proud of your service, because you are serving God. Know that I have given my best, even if things did not go well. But your heart must agree, hallelujah, must concur with you that I have given my best, I've tried my best, hallelujah, as I was serving God. Glory be to God. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.